Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete check on those futures markets with analyst Tom Leffler when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk a little bit about our livestock futures. Why don't you kind of recap how things finished for us on Friday?
Well, Dave, Friday was quite an interesting session as the cattle complex traded near the lows of the week early in the trade, then rallied to close near limit up on Friday. Now, the strength in the cattle was a combination of technical buying and ideas that cash was in the process of trading higher in our feed yards Friday. There were reports of 136 to 137 trade taking place in the south and the north. That's about $9 to $10 higher than the previous week. And remember, the previous week we also saw a big jump to the upside. Now, choice box beef was up 47 cents Friday. Select boxes down 87 cents on a total movement of 113 loads. Daily cattle slaughter, 108,000 head. The weekly kill, 576,000. The cash feeder index was up 65 cents. The lean hogs traded and closed negative with new lows being made for the week on Friday. December live cattle were up $2.87 Friday. November feeders up $4.25. December lean hogs $1.25 lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Two sales to check out this week from Superior Livestock. On Thursday, they'll have a Superior Select female sale, 6,300 head selling on Thursday starting 1 p.m. Central Time. Then Friday, they'll have their regular video auction, 20,300 head starting to sell at 8 a.m. Central Time on Friday. For both sales, they'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Details at 1-800-422-2117 or check out their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, for information on both sales.
All right, Tom, let's talk about our grain trade here this morning. And why don't you kind of give us an update on the how the grains fared last week?
Well, Dave, Friday, the trading for the wheat, the corn, and soybeans was mixed throughout the session. By the close, only the corn was able to close positive, and that happened due to a rally in the final hour of trading. The corn and the wheat did make new lows for the week on Friday, and for the week, December KC wheat lost 17 cents, December corn lost 6 cents, and November soybeans gained 13 cents for the week. This afternoon, the crop progress report is expected to show the corn harvest about 60% complete and the soybean harvest near 80% done. Trading has been mostly negative overnight and in very good volume. December KC wheat at the moment trading 5.5 cents lower. December corn's down 3 cents. November soybeans down 2.75. December cotton 15 points lower. November crude oil this morning 74 cents lower. December dollar index is 26 cents higher. And December Dow Jones futures trading 52 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. And that's going to wrap it up for us today. Tom will be back again tomorrow. And for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.